Sue Grafton continues the countdown toward the end of her New York Times bestselling Kinsey Millhone series with X, this 24th novel in Grafton's Alphabet series, and the only one titled with a single letter, hit number one on the Times bestseller list at publication several weeks ago. NPR's Maureen Corrigan commented that the impending close of Grafton's Alphabet series, quote, makes me wish there were more than 26 letters at her disposal. X is notoriously the most difficult letter in the alphabet, so much so that Grafton couldn't find a single word beginning with it that summed up her story, as in the titles of all her previous Millhone books. So we have many fun things to discuss, and it's always a great treat to welcome Sue Grafton back to the roundtable. Sue, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
It's always nice to have you here. So let me ask you the question that you've been asked 80 billion times since you started your book tour, but it's the obvious question, of course, and that is, after all of the alphabet that you have gone through, you finally get to X. You've been asked this question forever of what X would be, and you finally decided, there is not going to be anything.
Well, part of it is, you know, I often start with a title because that gives me a sort of jumping off point for a book. With this one, I could see all the X words threaded into the story, and I couldn't find one that seemed to me that really captured the book itself. So I agonized and agonized. I finally thought, what is the matter with me? I can do it any way I want to. So I just decided X would be for X, and thinking I would take a raft of grief for it, but nobody seems to care. So it's just a good lesson for it, you know. Things we think are so important, nobody really cares.
Well, they care that you have a new book out, and that probably ends
exactly.
There, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They dare not complain for fear I will skip one.
When you start with the title, does that in any way then change the writing, the process of putting the book together?
Yeah, it gives me a sort of armature for it, I guess would be the word. For instance, when I wrote E, I had thought E was forever, which I thought was such a clever play on words, and my shadow said, but what does that mean? It's like, I don't know, I thought you knew, you know. So I had also thought F was for forgery, which turns out to be one of the dullest crimes on the planet. And I finally switched to the word fugitive, and I could see the story. I could just feel it. And so that made a huge difference, just the switch of titles. With X is an interesting letter because it means kisses. XOXO is kisses and hugs, and in algebra it's the unknown quantity, and if you want to show somebody dead a cartoon character, you put little X's over his eyes. So it's a good letter. It just didn't have a word attached to it that seemed inclusive enough.
And you couldn't do something like X marks the spot, because then that changes the whole
exactly
idea.
And that I think would have been the bigger sin, to go X-ray or Xbox or something of that sort. I thought, no, if I'm going to err, it's going to be in a different direction.
When you look at the series as a whole, and again, at the risk of asking something that you're asked all the time, I know, you're very nice.
At least I know the answer to those questions.
I know. But you, I assume at this point, are you thinking of, you're getting to a point where you're wrapping it up, right? I mean, does that
right.
come into the process of writing that, okay, I'm not going to put too much out here now because eventually I'm going to have to rein all this in?
Well, I'm thinking not to go out with fireworks. Instead of everything gets wrapped up and all the kisses and hugs, and you know, I just think, no, Kinsey Millhone's life is continuing, and she is not over. So I think we'll write a book that helps the reader understand that she's going somewhere. We might not quite know where, but there's still a journey ongoing here. Otherwise, I think it gets artificial in a way. You know, none of us are that interesting that when we go out, there should be all these bells and whistles. You know, let's just keep it in the framework of her life, which is already complicated enough.
So the book goes into territory that I find fascinating. You cover both fine art and safe cracking.
Right.
It's really cool. So what brought you to those topics?
Well, safe cracking is just interesting. And that was a fun character for me. He's amusing to me. He's talking about his safe cracking days and which ones you can bust into and which you can't. And Kinsey says to him, well, did you make money at that? And he says, I was 12. He's like, oh, I guess at that age you don't worry so much about your profits. You're just worrying about learning the skills of cracking safes. And the art world is interesting to me because there's so many ways to cheat people. You know, I live my life trying to figure out how to murder and cheat people, which is a strange way to make a living.
So one of the ways that you find to murder people, new ways and interesting ways, is in this case, suffocation. And you found a new method to do that.
Yeah, well, it's not a new method, as it turns out, but it is a means by which you can erase any trace of what you're up to. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm on a public radio station telling people how to kill each other, which I think is a sort of strange thing. But so don't try this at home, kids, okay?
Right.
Just don't do this to your mom and dad. We don't like that. But essentially what you're doing is, in this case, this was two fellows who were providing bodies for a guy who was doing autopsies back in the Victorian times, and they for many years were digging up the bodies and then figured out there was a better way to do it, which is to kill people as you go along. So they would get their subjects inebriated, and then you could pinch their noses and their mouths shut so that they could not breathe, and in fairly short order you had a nice corpse on your hands, but with little trace left over of what you've been up to. So that is what is referred to as birking.
And I said new, but it was new to Kinsey in the book. She
absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah. Something that she learns about. This novel is set in 1989, and the dog year way that your books work. So the final, when we end, it'll be around 1990.
Yes, exactly. And it might be New Year's Eve. I might take Kinsey right up to the verge of being 40. I remember 40, and it was a good year. So we might see her trail off a bit at that point till we meet her again and whatever age she might be.
Because you started with the alphabet, does Z have to be the last Kinsey book?
No, I think I shall probably go on if I have not been institutionalized by then from the stress of writing these books. You know, I'll be close to 80, which seems so shocking somehow, but I'll be fortunate if I get there, and I have every intention of doing so. And I'm thinking, this is my life. You know, this is what I do for a living. This is how I shape my days, and I suspect I'll go on shaping them this way because as hard as the work is, it's also a lot of fun.
It seems, I think I've said this to you before, it seems like you're having fun when you're reading the book. I mean, even in the grim chapters, it seems like you're having fun.
Yeah, I am fully engaged, and it is my intention to engage the reader in the same way. And so I think as long as we can keep on being present in the work, I think we will be in business for a while, at least 4 more years till I get Y and Z out.
It struck me when you said that this is your life. I mean, this has been your life. It's one book every
right.
other year, right? So
right.
When you look at it that way, it seems at Was there a point where you realized, oh, okay, well, like, we're really into this. Like, I really now have to finish this.
Well, it's about yesterday that occurred to me. I thought, I guess I made a commitment here. I better honor it, which is fun. You know, what is better in life than a challenge? You know, one, especially when you're not really entirely certain you can pull it off. That gives a real zest and vigor to life. You know, I wake up half the day and I'm scared to death because I think, what if it's over and I haven't gotten to the end of the alphabet? Wouldn't that be a bummer?
Right.
I think I could do it, and we'll see. We've got some time yet.
I would assume that you're well into writing Y.
Yes, I am. And I'm picking my way. I write by trial and error, so I'm never entirely certain I can pull it off. And I've learned my job is to get out of my own way and let the books just come through me. I don't tell the book tells me. And if I can just keep my hands to myself, I'd have a better time of it. But I get busy trying to be perfect, you know, which is really boring. So the trick here is to just lay back and just let these books be what they need to be.
But you've never not gotten it right? I mean, you've never had that problem where...
So far, see, which only increases the pressure. It's like, oh my God, I haven't failed yet. But what a nasty day that's going to be. But, you know, the point is you have to risk failure. You can't live your life trying to keep from making mistakes. We all make mistakes, and that's how we learn. So part of the hysteria for me is being willing to fail, just willing to blow it if that's what it comes to. So I haven't done it yet, I don't believe, although there may be some who would disagree with that.
No. And also, I would assume you gain a certain amount of confidence of, okay, I'm this far into the series, I know what I'm doing.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I was hoping you knew. what I'm doing is just working my butt off and trying as hard as I can to keep this series fresh and entertaining and to keep myself from cheating or taking shortcuts. So that's my goal in life, to write the rest of this series, keeping the books as fresh as I can manage. And that requires quite a lot of work on my part, you know. It ain't easy, McGee.
Well, the new book is X. It is published by Putnam. Sue Grafton, it's always a great pleasure and thrill to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll meet again, I hope.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Again, the new novel is X in the Kinsey Milhone series. It is published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.